Greetings. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And on today's program, some Mozart, Smetana, the sounds of New York voices, and yes, of course, some oboe music. Let's begin with some music for flute and harpsichord by Bach. Now, these flute sonatas, BWV 1030 to 1035, were written between 1720 and 1741, and they followed the innovation of the new transverse flute. Now, this is the instrument that superseded the recorder. And kind of like all the new gadgets that we're always after today, it is thought that Bach was inspired by the instrument's versatility and expressive tonal qualities. Now, this was after hearing Johann Joachim Quantz, who went around Europe and demonstrated the new instrument. What resulted, of course, was great music. Well, what does Bach not deliver that is not? Today, a lovely performance by Arina Grafenauer and Brigitte Engelhardt. This is the sonata in E major.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a delightful way to start the program. That was Irina Grafenauer, joined by Bridget Engelhardt, and Bach's Sonata in E Major. We're going to continue with a work that celebrates a composer's nationalistic pride for his Czech heritage and country. I'm talking about Smetana and the Moldau, which was written between 1874 and 1879. Now, this is the second of six symphonic poems from the orchestral suite My Country, and it represents scenes along the beautiful River Moldau in Bohemia. Smetana used an interesting technique. It's dubbed word painting. It's actually music expressed as though it were a painting to be seen. So I'm going to invite you to enjoy the images you hear in this performance. It's by the Bamberg Symphony Orchestra with Joseph Kilberg conducting.
Thank you.
What a lovely performance. I had to jump in there. You know, I was just dreaming of the lovely river, the Moldau. That was the Bamberg Symphony Orchestra with Joseph Kilburg conducting and Smetana's the Moldau. And you're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. We're going to continue with one of my favorite violin performers. He began his studies at the age of 4 with both his father and grandfather. Lucky guy. He went on to win the first prize at the Latvian Republic and also to win lots of prestigious awards, including the Queen Elizabeth competition and the first prize in both the Paganini and Tchaikovsky international competition. And he has since performed on pretty well every concert stage worldwide. He is a consummate musician. Just lovely violin playing. Here is Gidon Kremer with the opening allegro from Mozart's Violin Concerto.
Thank you.
Gidon Kremer and the opening allegro from Mozart's Violin Concerto. And he was joined in that performance by the Vienna Philharmonic. We're going to switch it up just a bit and go on to the sounds of New York voices. Now, this selection comes from their disc of works by Paul Simon. Let's hear Still Crazy After All These Years. These are the New York voices.
Victim! You ride me, I'm out in the jungle, I'm hungry to hear you. Send me a card, I am waiting so hard to be near you. La, la, la.
Why don't you ride?
Something's wrong and I know I gotta be there.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm lost but I make the cost of the airfare.
Ooh. Tell me
why.
Tell me
why.
You write me a letter would brighten my loneliest evening.
A little diversion with the sounds of New York voices. Those were two selections from their disc of works of Paul Simon. We heard Why Don't You Write Me and Still Crazy After All These Years. This is Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time. Yes, it's the requisite time that I look forward to every time of the program. I'm speaking about oboe music time. Today, some music by Joseph Fiala. Now, he was an accomplished oboist born in Bohemia. Now, he eventually made his way to serve in the court of the orchestra of the Elector Maximilian Joseph. And while there, he made a great impression on none other than, get this, Mozart. And Mozart actually helped Fiala secure a position in 1778 after the death of the Elector. Now, Fiala's other musical journeys took him to Vienna and St. Petersburg, where he worked under the court of Catherine the Great. And along the way, yes, he wrote some great music. We're going to listen to the opening movement, the Allegro Assai, from his concerto in B-flat for oboe and orchestra. This is Ingo Goricki and the Polish Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
A fabulous performance by Ingo Gorycki, joined by the Polish Philharmonic. That was the opening allegro from Fiala's Oboe Concerto in E-flat. You've been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite, and I do hope that you'll join me again next time. Till then.